Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off, and we're going to get a treat today. No Kip Branch on the show. We get some rationale. We get some common sense. We don't have all the ridiculousness of talking about 80s blockbusters of movies that don't need to be rebooted. And Kip coming in with his normal Georgia-colored eyeglasses and all the stuff that he says. Joining me in his place is Coach DJ Mayo from Camden County. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, pull that mic a little bit closer to you right there. Yeah. All right, so we'll go ahead and run down the scores from last night and from area play. But before we do that, this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, and by Cunningham Jewelers. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you, a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. All right, Coach, so let's go ahead and run down some of these scores from last night.
Yes,
Thursday night, Brunswick High hosts the Islands up at Glynn County Stadium in a rain-soaked monsoon that was played up that way. Brunswick 41-6 winners over the Islands. Also a game that was played Thursday night, Benedictine and Wayne. Benedictine takes down Wayne in impressive fashion, 51-7. We'll talk about a little bit about Wayne. They may end up not winning a football game this season. Camden puts half a hundred on Oakley, 50-6 last night. And I'll be honest, Coach. I didn't see Camden putting 50 points up on Oakley. I saw that game being 24-17 is what I saw that game.
We played well.
Yes, you did.
Played well, executed.
Irwin loses late to Tift. Single A Irwin took Tift to the wire. Tift, of course, 7A. Colquitt 55-0 over Heritage Conyers. Northside Warner Robins 43-7 over Richmond Hill. That game surprised me. I didn't see Northside Warner Robins blowing out Richmond Hill like that. Maybe Richmond Hill isn't as good as they have been the last three, four seasons.
That was a special group they had. You know, they got to replenish. Got a good staff. They'll bounce back.
Bradwell goes down to Appling 39-6. Effingham 27-6 winners over Howard. Coffee went up to Glynn County Stadium and blanked the Red Terrors 42-0. Brunswick and Glenn play next week in the city championship game, and the Red Terrors might be in trouble on the season.
There's no might. You know, they tend to get better later in the year as well, but, you know, we saw Brunswick up close this summer. They got a good line, got good backs, good receivers, size on defense, good staff. That's going to be a challenge for Glenn for sure.
You might see Brunswick High in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment. Effingham, as I mentioned, 27 winners over Howard, 27-6 winners. Southeast Bullock keeps on winning, 24-14 over Grovetown. Ware, 42-15 over Bainbridge. And I'm here to tell you, Bainbridge is a good football team, but right now in Ware County, it don't matter who they play. Frederica goes down to Brantley over Nahunna, 28-13. Jeff Davis takes down Long, 34-14. Pierce, this was a little bit surprising to me. I know Clinch is a good football team, and I don't think Pierce is as good as they were last year winning a state championship. I'm not surprised that Pierce won, but I didn't see Pierce winning 33-13 at Clinch.
Yeah, they tested themselves early. I think that was good for them to go play Brunswick, you know, see some size and speed that they probably won't see in their classification. It looked like it's paying off early.
Tassie. Tattnall County 59-10 winners over Bacon. Beach and Windsor Forest in a slugfest. 27-6, Windsor Forest knocks off Beach. Another slugfest, Savannah and Groves. Savannah wins 12-6. Vidalia 22-3 over Richmond Academy. Charlton wins at home over Tift Area GISA School 28-14. And McIntosh County went and swabbed the deck with Bryan County 42-0 at home. Jenkins 20-6, 2016 winners over Claxton. Metter 56-0 over Portal, which Portal's trying to get better, but boy, they got a long way to go.
Yes,
Tattnall Square 23-14 winners over Savannah Country Day. Liberty goes down to Statesboro 23-6, and Calvary Day 28-21 winners over First Presbyterian. Any shockers there that you see, Coach?
Not really, man. We saw Metter up at camp this summer.
Metter's good.
Very. I didn't know what size school they were.
Single A.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't look like one. McIntosh, we saw them in camp, and you know they played Brunswick and Glenn earlier, so again, not surprised when they match up against school their size.
I've been telling Kip for years about how good Metter was. And when I first started telling Kip how good Metter was, all I got was, oh, Metter, they're not very good. Metter, little tiny Metter, why you got Metter in your rankings? And now Metter is respected across the state. And I was telling folks they were good 2 years before anybody else, including the guy that normally sits in your chair, would acknowledge that they're any good.
They are good.
Kip is wrong a lot about a lot of those teams. that are actually good. In his opinion, if you're not a 6A or 7A school, he doesn't want to talk about you.
No, that's not true at all.
Well, that's the way it should be anyway. 50 points last night. So, obviously, you know, I called the game, and what I saw was, I think the tide turned on this football game really early. Because, look, no offense, Camden's not 50-6 better than Oakleaf. They're not 50-6 better than Oakleaf. And so what I saw last night, Camden came out and executed, hitting the big plays, getting to the gaps when they were supposed to, playing good defense, and then I saw Oakleaf drop two touchdown passes, overshoot another one, and turn the ball over on downs three separate times in the football game. There you go. That's the difference.
It was. We executed. I thought we played well last week. Like last week, funny, in my 18 years, I've never been a part of a three-touchdown loss and walked away thinking we were the better team. But we were the more physical team last week. We were up 17-14 halfway through the third.
And should have been up more than that.
We should have. We let one get away, but we'll foul that away and get better from it. And the kids came out this week. Great game plan by the staff on both sides. The kids believed in it. They didn't hang their heads. They didn't doubt. We just came out and that's what we can do when we execute and don't shoot ourselves in the foot. And I think you saw a team that's used to throwing the ball around and not really used to being in a street fight. And we kind of locked that cage and hit them in the mouth and they didn't respond.
What I saw in that football game is the Marietta game. Mm-hmm. Camden dominated from inside. Marietta scored in their first drive. After Marietta scored on the first drive, Camden dominated that football game all the way from that point into the second quarter until Marietta's last drive of the first half, and they scored on – they bookended their scores. First drive of the first half, last drive of the first half, and it kept them in the football game. And then they came out in the second half. You tell me if I'm wrong. It was – I agree. We were sitting there in the booth, and we were watching us be physical and blow them off the line in the third quarter. And then it was like we got to the fourth quarter, we were down, and I don't know that the kids have had the opportunity to play full four quarters
Correct.
Of intensity
Right.
throughout the year yet until that Marietta game, and it didn't look like that they were prepared for that.
Yeah, we didn't respond well. That was the first time we were stressed in the fourth quarter. And again, we took it to heart, which is why we challenged them at halftime last night to go ahead and come out and finish these guys because, you know, we're up 36-0 in the second quarter. It would have been easy to take the foot off the gas. They came down, scored. You know, we're getting the ball. Got the onside kick to start the second half. Defense gets a stop. You know, we end up scoring and end up, you know, keep increasing the lead from that point. So I think we learned that lesson. A lot more prepared. Looking forward to next week.
On the other side of the break, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, and we are Kip Branchless. Today's going to be a good day. We get to talk football without nonsense. It's always a good time when we get to do those kinds of things. But we only get to do it when Kip Branch is not here. That's a fact. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by J.C. Strother, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Georgia Sea Grill. Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all of your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dogs. All right, so now we're going to step away for the weekend review.
And here we go. Don't you feel sorry for Novak? Don't you dare. Adam Wainwright, 2021 Cy Young. USC, 20-year dumpster fire. The Packers should bench Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love is better. Braves, Rays, World Series. Urban Meyer is about to Bobby Petrino the Jags for the USC job. Derek Carr, the best clutch quarterback in the NFL. I say MVP, and you say Jameis Winston. Why do the Falcons never address their defense? Quarterback controversy at Georgia, Stetson Bennett or JT Daniels? Write this down. Alabama will beat Florida by 100. The New York Giants are a Royal Landfill dumpster fest blaze fire. Coming off of a 31-0 beatdown against UAB, Jacksonville State went out and beat Florida State in Tallahassee. Wildcard teams don't look now, but the Cardinals are coming. The new Matrix trailer, amazing. And these are my thoughts.
The new Matrix trailer is pretty awesome. Are you not a Matrix fan? The Matrix is the best trilogy in the history of trilogies.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to get caught up so I can see the new one.
You haven't seen all three of the Matrix?
I saw the first one probably within the first month it came out.
Yeah, it's good.
I gotta rewatch that.
Oh, man. All right, so now it is time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We'll go ahead and review last week. Number 10, New Hampstead. Number 9, Charlton. 8, Southeast Bullock. 7, Coffee. 6, Jeff Davis. 5 was Metter. 4 was Ware. 3 was Calvary Day. 2, Brunswick. And 1, the Appling County Pirates. This week, re-entering the poll, checking in at number 10, the Camden County Wildcats. At number 9... after a huge win at home, the Charlton County Indians. Staying at number 8, the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. At number 6, moving up a spot. Excuse me, at number 7, Jeff Davis drops a spot. Moving up a spot to number 6, the Coffee County Trojans. Coffee's really good, folks. At number 5, listen, that you sound like Kip. At number 5, checking in, the Metter Tigers. At number 4, the Ware County Gators. At number 3, the Brunswick High Pirates, down a spot. At number 2, Calvary Day. And the number 1 team, again, in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Appling County Pirates. I'll go ahead and recap. At number 10, Camden. 9, Charlton. 8, Southeast Bullock. 7, Jeff Davis. 6, Coffee. 5, Metter. 4, Ware. 3, Brunswick. 2, Calvary Day. And the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the third consecutive week, the Appling County Pirates. And again, for those of you that are not familiar with how this works, I'm not saying that Team A is capable of beating Team B, or just because a team is ranked number 1 and another team is ranked number 10. I'm not saying that the number 1 ranked team can beat the 10th ranked team. I'm saying that according to what their schedule is, they have done better in their schedule versus what somebody lower than them has done in their schedule, or they have played a tougher schedule, beaten more quality opponents, whatever the formula. I don't make this stuff up. I just don't do this unbiasedly. There is a formula that I use that spits this stuff out.
I got you. I know we just beat a 8A team by 44 points.
And you got into the power rankings for it.
There we go. We'll keep climbing. No big deal.
Well, one thing's for sure. You're going to have the opportunity to keep climbing because you got to go to Douglas.
Absolutely.
Then you get Warner Robins at home.
Absolutely.
You get the week off to rest, and then you go Colquitt, Tift, and Lowndes to finish the season. So, yeah, you
would
got
have any other way.
Plenty of opportunity to climb for sure.
Absolutely. Let's Kip, lock the cage.
Kip is on my Facebook Live, and I refuse to acknowledge the things that are the ridiculousness that's coming out of his mouth. So to recap, 10 Camden, 9 Charlton, 8 Southeast Bullock, 7 Jeff Davis, 6 Coffee, 5 Metter, 4 Ware, 3 Brunswick. Brunswick fell a spot, 2 Calvary Day, and the number 1 team again, the Appling County Pirates. Again, I don't biasly pick these teams. I put all the wins, the scores, who they play, all that stuff goes into a logarithm. And then the logarithm spits it out and says, these are your best teams.
I like us. I like us. We're too low. Ware's too low. Coffee's too low. But the season will it'll play out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think, what's Appling's best win? No disrespect to Appling, but what's their best
win? Well, Appling has beaten a 7A South Effingham. South Effingham? Yeah. No.
Exactly.
No. No. South Effingham's not better than Oakleaf.
We just put a 50-piece on an 8A playoff team.
Yes, you did.
But, you know, we got to move on. The next week, you know, the most important game is the next one. So, look forward to the challenge of Coffee. And
Appling's a 3A team that beat a 7A South Effingham.
Very good team. Appling's very good.
Yeah, Appling. Opinion, Appling is the best team in AAA. That includes Pierce.
Better than Cedar Grove?
Yes. And Kip just reminded me that South Effingham's actually not 7A, they're 6A, but I believe, yeah, they are 6A. Yeah. For once, Kip's right.
Good job, Kip.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. In a rain-soaked, sloppy, and muddy football game, the Brunswick High Pirates took down the Island Sharks 41-6 in a Thursday night contest. Camden last night put up half a hundred on Oakleaf for a 50-6 win. Coffee blanked Glenn 42-0. The MCA Buccaneers swapped the deck with Bryan County 42-0 for their first win of the season. And Brantley knocked off Fredericka 28-13 over Nahanna. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, without Kit Branch, even though I'm being harassed on Facebook Live by Kit Branch. He just, I guarantee you, when UCF lost last night, he got giddy, and before he went to bed, he set the alarm on his phone to wake him up so that he could be here on Facebook Live just to harass me on Facebook Live about Central Florida losing. Promise you. I guarantee you his wife's still laying in bed, knocked out. She's still asleep. He's been up since.
I don't think we expected that result last night, so I get it.
Kip's been up since 8 o'clock this morning writing stuff down he was going to say on a pad.
Gus gave him some good material.
Yeah. All right, so college football Saturday. We're going to get into our high school football pick 'em. I'm pretty sure Coach Mayo is going to do a better job than Kip normally does. Number 15, Virginia Tech. Goes to West Virginia. Coach, I'm calling an upset here. West Virginia knocks off Virginia Tech.
I got Virginia Tech close.
Okay. Nebraska at number 3, Oklahoma. Nebraska's not very good. I don't think Oklahoma's that great, but at home, Oklahoma wins.
By 30 plus.
Do I?
By 30 plus.
30 plus? Okay. 16, Coastal Carolina at number 8, Buffalo. I'll take Coastal Carolina, and you might see Coastal Carolina inside my college football top 10.
I like Coastal. Great staff, great offense, difficult. Buffalo has improved, been a consistent program. Coastal Carolina is legit top 10 right now.
All right. Number 8, Cincinnati at Indiana. Cincinnati blows the doors off the Hoosiers.
Wow. I think they'll win. Indiana has not looked as good as they did last year. I think this will be Luke Fickle's last year in Cincinnati. I like them to win.
Northern Illinois at 25, Michigan. I'll take Michigan.
They're going to run for 300 plus.
New Mexico at number 7, Texas A&M. Texas A&M.
Yep, they bounced back this week. Looks a little better.
Purdue at number 12, Notre Dame. Notre Dame wins this in a close one.
I agree.
Kent State at number 5, Iowa. Iowa wins, but does it comfortably but unimpressively.
You're right. Defense. A lot of defense in Iowa.
Tulsa at number 9, Ohio State. I'll take Ohio State.
Yep, they got a mouth back in a big way. Penn State try to get back in that playoff race. I like Ohio State.
Georgia Tech at number 6, Clemson. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. Clemson's still trying to find their identity, trying to figure things out. They're going to be at home. Georgia Tech, coming off of a big win over Kennesaw State last week, Georgia Tech is going to go to Clemson, and they're going to give Clemson all they want, and this is going to be a close football game, but Clemson finds a way in the end by a field goal.
You think so? See, I think Georgia Tech will cover the spread. I just don't think offensively they can do enough to get Clemson trouble in the second half.
The big game of the day. We'll talk about this game in depth a little bit later. Number 1, Alabama goes to the swamp to play the 11th ranked Gators. Alabama wins this game by 2 million points.
I like the Gators 31-27.
Of course you do. Georgia Southern at 20, Arkansas. I'm picking the Eagles on the upset here.
Nah, I like Sam Pittman. I like what they're building. Physical run game, mobile quarterback. Georgia Southern is not a slouch program. I think Arkansas, after a big win last week, they'll continue the momentum.
South Carolina at number 2, Georgia. Georgia's got all sorts of questions at quarterback. They got themselves a bona fide quarterback controversy. Stetson Bennett's got 5 touchdowns. JT Daniels, grand total of 0. Georgia finds a way. Well, Georgia beat South Carolina at home because South Carolina's not very good, and we continue with the quarterback controversy. Virginia at 21, North Carolina. I'll take the Tar Heels in the game of nobody really cares.
I like Virginia. Bronco Mendenhall.
Stony Brook at number 4, Oregon. I'll take the Ducks.
Oregon big.
22, Auburn at 10, Penn State. Two teams that I don't think are as good as their ranking suggests they are, But I guess maybe Penn State's a little better. I'll take them because they're at home.
Yeah, Penn State's more battle-tested, but I like Auburn. Man, I like Tank Bigsby. I think he's one of the top two or three backs in college football. He's one of the top two or three backs in college football. I like Derek Mason. Way overqualified to be a defensive coordinator. That was a huge hire. And they're wearing a white face mask for the whiteout at Penn State. Ultimate troll job.
Oh, nice.
Auburn.
Yeah. Tulane at 17, Ole Miss. Ole Miss starting to catch a little fire, getting a little bit of pub. I'll take Ole Miss at home.
That offense is prolific, but Willie Fritz, man, he might be the most underrated coach in college football. So I think for a half, they'll keep that one more competitive than people think.
19, Arizona State at 23, BYU. BYU flexes their muscle here in the second half. They put Arizona State away.
I agree.
14, Iowa State at UNLV. Iowa State's a much better football team than what their 14th number ranking says they are. They're a top 10 program. Iowa State wins this game.
As long as they stayed out of the bars last night, they'll be all right.
Fresno at 13, UCLA. I'll take UCLA at home.
I agree, but another one will be closer than people think.
I agree with that. Tennessee Tech in the SEC at Tennessee. And in case you missed it, you know, there was a kid that drew a Tennessee shirt, a homemade Tennessee shirt. He got made fun of. And so what did Tennessee do? They went and printed the shirts up and are selling the shirts and just have sold a ton of these shirts that were homemade. So good job, Tennessee.
They needed some positive momentum.
Yeah, because there's not much. There's not much. They will win this football game.
They will.
Mississippi State at Memphis. Memphis wins this game.
I agree. I love the SEC. But
another AAC powerhouse.
Memphis offense is prolific. I think they win. Less than a touchdown. I think it's a close game, but I like Memphis.
Stanford goes to Vandy. Stanford wins.
I agree.
In the ACC, we saw Louisville pull a monumental upset last night over Central Florida. Florida State at Wake Forest.
Man.
I hate to do this, but I don't have any choice at this point. Uh-huh. I'm taking Wake Forest over Florida State. Like, this is where I'm at.
I am. I like Wake Forest. I don't think Florida State's very good up front. The D-line transfer they added help them. But as we've seen, I don't think Notre Dame is as good as people thought. I like Wake Forest.
Northwestern at Duke. I'll take Northwestern.
I got Northwestern as well.
In the Sun Belt, Charlotte at Georgia State. I'll take Charlotte. They've already beaten Duke this season. Why not?
I got Charlotte, and that's another coach that won't be there very long. Will Healy, he'll be at a Power 5 real soon.
In the Big South, my alma mater, Kennesaw State at Wofford. Of course, Kennesaw State's going to blow the doors off Wofford.
Shout out to my boy, man, defense coordinator Danny Rappel, good friend, another Florida guy. I like Kennesaw.
I do, too.
Yep.
We will get – I see I'm trying to debate. Should I go ahead and just run down my college football top 10? I think what I'll do is I'll wait for the next segment. And then I'll give you my college football top 10, and then we'll dive into.
Do you think Miami pulls the upset over Michigan State?
No, Michigan State wins that game.
Sorry, Hurricane.
And Miami pulling the upset. Miami's the ranked team.
Miami did upset App State last week.
Miami did upset.
Monumental comeback to upset the Mountaineers.
I thought Miami was good until I saw Alabama just decimate them, pick them apart without any fight whatsoever.
Miami's only good.
We'll see if I think the same fate is going to await the Gators today.
No, we're close.
I will say this. Florida ain't Miami.
At all.
Florida's better than Miami.
And it's in the swamp.
But it's Alabama.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
There we go. Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I said in the break, I'll tell you again, there are only three teams in the country that have a shot to beat Alabama. There's just three. The list is short. Those teams, Georgia, Clemson, if Clemson's quarterback can get right, and Central Florida. That's it.
Okay.
Nobody else can beat Bama.
See the day at 3:30.
You're right. I've got your number.
We'll see the day at 3:30.
Kip will tell you. I don't mind texting.
You will hear from me. A lot of people will hear from me today. A lot of people.
All right. We're gonna go ahead and jump in here. I'm gonna give you my new college football top 10 for the week. Of course, I had Central Florida in of this, and you know, with them getting screwed with the scheduling, I have to take them out because, you know, they only had 2 days to prepare for a Power 5 opponent. It's just ludicrous how they treat Central Florida.
Louisville's barely Power 5.
At number 10, actually, I'll go 1-2-10. That's what I'll do. At number 1, the number 1 team in the country, according to Jason Bishop, is the Georgia Bulldogs.
Wow.
At number 2, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Okay. At number 3, the Oregon Ducks. At number 4, the Cincinnati Bearcats. At number 5, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Okay. 6, Penn State. 7, UCLA. 8, the Florida Gators. 9, Virginia Tech. And at number 10, Coastal Carolina. That's my college football top 10.
I think the top two is very clear. I think Bama, Georgia are 1 and 2, either way you slice it. And after that, there's question marks. So I got no problem with Cincy being that high, you know, based off what they did last year.
They had Georgia beat and Georgia escaped with a field goal because Cincinnati didn't really even want to be in that football game. They should have been playing for national championship. They were in a game they didn't really care about.
I'm with you. They played. They looked. They held their own. You know, that wasn't a mismatch at all. So I got no problem with those rankings. I wouldn't have Georgia at one, but
you should start doing the show instead of because this is common sense to me. This is common sense. Georgia, Bama, Oregon, Cincy, Iowa, Penn State, UCLA, Florida, Virginia Tech, Coastal Carolina. It's common sense.
Oregon higher. I mean, Oregon's got the best win on the year right now.
Yes, they do.
On the road.
Yep.
Beat Ohio State. You know, outside of that, nobody. I mean, Georgia's win is good, but we don't know how good Clemson is right now. I mean, their offensive line looks horrible. So. But, yeah, I think that's the top three for sure.
Yeah. No Clemson, no Oklahoma. I don't believe in them.
Oklahoma escaped versus Tulane. I don't know if they'll get tested at all this year, to be honest. I mean, for what I've seen out of the Big 12.
Yeah.
It won't be from Texas.
I had Texas in my original top 10, and then they go out and do what they did, and I'm done with you.
Something's in the water in Texas, man. It doesn't matter who the coach is, apparently. It's just soft.
So we'll go ahead and get into it. Alabama.
With the GOAT, Nick Saban.
We'll head to the swamp. And I'm a Georgia fan, and I'm here to tell you, I will admit to our listeners, I have been to a game in the swamp, been to a couple. And I'm telling you, even as a Georgia fan, that atmosphere ain't none like that.
When Florida is good, it's the best home field advantage in college football.
Ain't nothing like that. I ain't never seen nothing like that in Athens. I'm sure. Just telling you the truth.
That's fact. 3:30 kickoff, COVID last year. So, you know, the last time people were able to show up and be that loud and be that excited was 2019. So I think all that's going to play a factor. Bryce Young, first road start, you know, they played Mercer in Miami. You know, I think FAU's a better team than Miami.
You know? Wow. Well, you're high on Miami. All I can say is this. The Florida fan base, they're excited about Alabama coming to Gainesville. The Florida fan base believes that they're going to upset the number one invincible Crimson Tide. And the other thing I'll tell you is, in my 40 years of existence, one thing that I have learned in my life is the Florida fan base, more often than not, they're delusional. They always think their team is better than what they are. Typically, they're not. Spurrier's not there anymore.
We got high expectations, man. Championship program. We should be a top five team every year in Florida.
Alabama's going to Gainesville, and
They can bring Bear Bryant with Nick Saban. They're gonna take that L today.
They're gonna put 50 on the Gators today.
We're not Miami. They ain't put 50 on Miami.
They're going to put 50 on the Gators today.
Did they put 50 on Mercer?
They call the dogs off.
Okay.
I don't think they're going
to. Ain't going to be no more dogs to call come that fourth quarter.
I like it.
When they start singing We Are the Boys and they look up at that clock and they're down, it's nut cutting time, they're going to realize it's a different animal.
I remember.
And listen, let me be clear. They're the best team in the country. They're going to win the national championship. But I'm just telling you, Bryce Young, first road start. First road start for what, about 6 or 7 of those offensive starters? That crowd noise is a factor. We're much better on the defensive interior than we were last year. So I like us by 4. You know, it's not like, again, I go back to 2019, right? People said LSU was all-time great, right? One of the top college football teams ever. Who was their toughest game that year? It was Florida in Death Valley. Tie game, fourth quarter, right? What did they do to Georgia? What did they do to Clemson? You know what I mean? Last year, who was Alabama's toughest game? Florida. So Dan Mullen always saves some tricks, got some tricks up his sleeve. The man won 9 games a year at Mississippi State. So he saved a few things the first couple of weeks. We just need Emory Jones to play well. Emory Jones plays well, we win this game by 4.
I'm glad you brought up Dan Mullen. Let's talk about Dan Mullen for a minute. Let's talk about big game Dan.
Absolutely.
Give me a big game that Dan Mullen has won. Where's his signature win since he's been at 4?
He beat the brakes off Kirby Smart last year to win the SEC championship. SEC East Championship.
So his biggest win is against Georgia in Jacksonville.
By 16.
One.
By 16.
He beat Georgia one time.
He's only played them three times.
Right. He's beat them once.
He had to close the talent gap.
Here's, okay.
He had to close the talent gap.
Okay.
If you remember the year before, it was only a 7-point game. And Georgia was the much better team. But he's going to out-coach Kirby on game day all day, every day.
Okay. So, here's my point. Dan Mullen's now going into year four?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Year four, Dan Mullen's got one big win. That's Georgia. Last year.
He's got more big wins. I'm saying that was the biggest.
He's got,
you know,
one.
LSU in 2018 was big. He's got several. I mean, we've been to three straight New Year's Six games. You know what I mean? And remember, we won four games before he got there.
He's got one big win. That's Georgia last year as far as putting themselves in a national championship. Here it is. Here it is, Dan Mullen. Here comes unbeatable Alabama.
Absolutely.
Here's your chance. You want to tell the country that you're an elite coach? Here it is, Dan Mullen. Tell him.
It's not Dan I worry about. Grantham better be on the big.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. In a rain-soaked, sloppy, and muddy football game, the Brunswick High Pirates took down the Island Sharks 41-6 in a Thursday night contest. Camden last night put up half a hundred on Oakley for a 50-6 win. Coffee blanked Glenn 42-0. The MCA Buccaneers swabbed the deck with Bryan County 42-0 for their first win of the season. And Brantley knocked off Fredericka 28-13 over Nahanna. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, by Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com. All right, so I'm just telling you. The atmosphere in Florida at kickoff in Gainesville is going to be insane. That place is going to be nuts. It's going to be rocking. It won't surprise me if Florida beats Alabama. It won't surprise me at all.
Smart man.
It won't surprise me.
We got Dan Mullen calling the plays. We got a chance.
You are a believer in Dan Mullen, it sounds like.
He's good at what he does.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, by Nats Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup, and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities, Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so I kind of want to get into some NFL games. You were telling me that Baltimore's your team, huh?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, I guess. Injuries taking a toll. Got Pat Mahomes coming to town Sunday night. I don't know how that's going to work out for us.
Raiders at Steelers. Go ahead.
I like Steelers.
49ers at Eagles.
I think the 49ers are a better team. It's just, you know, that West going to East is always tricky.
Broncos at Jags. I predicted the Jags to win the Super Bowl in the offseason, and so far it has not panned out for me.
Well, you know, Urban Meyer.
On his way to USC.
I'm a huge Urban Meyer guy, but I like Denver and Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay. Saints-Panthers. That's an interesting game for me. So Jameis Winston is he's in my fantasy league. He's unclaimed, and I'm sitting there looking at him like, do I pull the trigger on this thing? Do I pull the trigger?
Right. I don't. You know, he didn't throw for a ton of yards, but he did take care of the ball. You know, which was his issue. So it might not be a bad pickup. It's at Carolina.
Yeah.
I like Carolina.
Sam Darnold's going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback.
He got the potential, but that means we haven't seen it.
Rams at Colts.
Rams.
Bills at Dolphins. That's an intriguing game.
It is. I like the Bills.
Bengals at the Bears.
Unless the Bears are going to start Justin Fields, I'm going Bengals.
I think the Bengals are going to take a big step forward. Falcons at Bucks, nobody cares. Well, the Bucks are going to win that game.
By a lot.
Yeah. Vikings, Cardinals, as long as Kyler Murray is healthy with the Cardinals, they're a Super Bowl contender. Yeah, I mean, I mean that. As long as Kyler Murray is 100% healthy, the Cardinals are a Super Bowl contender.
D-Hop's got to stay healthy, too.
Titans at Seahawks. That's a good one.
It is. Let Russ cook. Seahawks.
Cowboys, Chargers.
Whoo. That's a toss-up.
I'll take the Chargers simply because I just don't have faith in the Cowboys when it comes to finding ways to win these games.
I think they'll run the ball more.
Chiefs, Ravens. You like the Ravens.
I like the Ravens, but the Chiefs are going to win the game.
The Packers are going to destroy the Lions after
I agree. Yeah. Got to bounce back.
Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water. Looking for the perfect place to watch that big game today? That'd be Georgia, that'd be Alabama and Florida. Then you need to check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95, Jumbo Big Screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia, not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area, an extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings, 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop. It's my favorite pizza place, by the way.
The French bread pizza is amazing.
I hadn't had that. I get the I get the Supreme, whatever that's called, whatever they call it.
Haven't had it yet.
It's so good. It's so good. I literally will drive out of my way to go to literally go to Ops, like 30, 45 minutes out of my way.
I get it.
Yeah, I'll do it. I've done it.
Food is important.
Look at me.
It's important.
Alabama and Florida.
Roll Tide, I respect it, but today they're going down.
In the swamp.
So all the Florida State / Miami / Georgia Crimson Tide fans.
Bryce Young didn't get rattled against Miami.
They didn't bring immediate pressure. They brought delayed blitzes. You know what I mean? Hopefully we're gonna bring immediate pressure and some simulated pressure, similar like Georgia versus Clemson. They brought immediate pressure. They brought simulated pressure to where it looked like six were coming, but in reality it was only four, so they're dropping seven. So now when the quarterback holds the ball in his hand an extra second, there's nowhere to go. Miami did a lot of, you know, what you call a stay go, the running back stays, you go. And that was too much. We got to bring immediate A and B gap pressure, and I think we can rattle them.
You guys put up .500 last night on Oak Leaf.
We did. Lock the cage. Physical football. Hit them in the mouth.
Oak Leaf is a good football team.
They are.
Camden, they're not 50-6 better than Oak Leaf, but last night they were.
September 17th.
Last night they were.
Shout out to the GOAT, Jeff Herring.
Yeah.
Had us ready, man.
Yes, he did.
Had us ready.
Yes, he did. By the way, I saw Parkview went up to Marietta and won last night.
Nah, I think Marietta won that by like 3 touchdowns.
Let's
like
take a look.
38-12.
We'll have to take a look at it.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off Exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!